I am live here in the base medrash of Lev HaTorah, despite it being Ben Hazmanim. I didn't ask any students to join me, but I feel a little connection that we're here in the base medrash of Lev HaTorah. A very, very important message. Before doing so, I want to dedicate the shiur to a mentor of mine, a friend I would like to call him, who died just mamish too young, such a bal tzedakah, such a sweetness of who he was. And I just remember him visiting my home just a few years ago here in Eretz Yisrael, Yanki Berger, Alav HaShalom. Yaakov Berger, who is being buried in a few hours from now here in Arzeinu HaKadosha. A very, very difficult, untimely loss. He was not only an accountant, he was really one of the forefront. Always when I came in, are you giving the shir? Are you giving the shir? Even I had moved years ago. He got me and pushed me to the Tuesday shiur and always with sponsors. So you don't have a sponsor. Is it the reason you don't have a sponsor? Well, I'll give a few $100. Who cares? There'll be food. We'll be fine. People will come. He loved the shiurim and he loved telling me about his Rebbe, Rav Tovia Goldstein, and giving me his svarim and coming here to visit Rav Mordechai Goldstein, the Rav of a big shchuna here in Beit Shemesh, Kilas Yaakov. It's just a very difficult loss. I also want to dedicate the shiur to Rebbe Meir, Rav Aaron ben Rav Moshe Halevi Tzalavechik. Secher Tzalik Levracha, whose yurtzeit is on Chai Tishrei, 20 years. It's very hard for me to imagine, number one, that I'm that old. 20 years ago, Rebbe left. Baruch Hashem, I had the schus of only a few months before, maybe being the last person to ever receive smicha from Rav Aaron, being able to get smicha from Rebbe Meir. And it is still a difficult loss, still always on our mind. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, really, we should all sit in one sukkah. And as I quoted last week, I'll quote again, the Be'er HaChaim of Rav Bitterman, my wonderful nephew, Yaakov Gottlieb, purchased for me. Very unnecessary, but it's being read almost cover to cover. And Rav Bitterman says that the skula of Chag HaSukkos, if we were to concentrate on one thing, is achdus. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. V'lo yiyeh shum pirud b'nehem. And dafka, the zman is mesugal to that because we had kaparas avoinas. Yishayahu tells us in Perek Nun Tes Pasuk Bet, avonaseichem hayu mabdilim b'nehem lebein elokeichem. It is your averos that set you apart from your friend, your neighbor. It's our chataim sham gormim lo she'ein hashalom v'hashalva, and it is ha'prois aleinu sukkah shalmecha, prois aleinu sukkah shalmecha. The sukkah provides shalom. The shalom of bein Jew and Jew alike is that there's no pirud. The Sfas Emes writes in his on Yom Kippur, on one of his drushos, ki emes hanefashos korvim rak al yidei hachatoim ba harichat ve'apur. Really, we are one nation. We are so close, and it's only because of our sins that there's sin eschina. Lachein, and therefore, after Yom Kippur, kasher kulam tahorim v'nikiyim, we are clean. We're tahor. We need chizuk. That is because of achdus. And not just this, says Rabbi Bitterman. Shemiduze goremes legmor v'sion kapara. The last stamp of kapara, we're still saying l'david v'vaisai. We're still yearning for a little bit more kapara until Hashanah Rabbah. In some extent until Chanukah. And that seal is to showing achdus. And that, he quotes, not going to focus on it as much, that the pasuk says, "Upneihem ish el achiv, el hakaparis yu upnei hakruvim." That the kruvim only face each other, "Upneihem ish el achiv," when there is no machlekes, when there is no sinas chinam. Rav Bitterman quotes that the whole reason we read Koheles because it is the book of achdus. Hevel havolim amar Koheles. Hevel havolim hakol hevel. Amar the chedushi arim. Recorded Sfas Emes, and now the Chedush Arim. So my nephew now, Yotze Zayin Gerer, quotes, He says that Koheles is the Lashon Hitkalut, the Achtus, the bringing together. It is only us bringing each other together. Can we come in accepting the Ribbono Shalom? In Yonei Ha'olam Hazeh, everything is worthless if we don't understand the integral point. And of course, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Dalet Tes, Tov Hashnayim Min Echad. Better two than one. The ultimate Achdus, a husband and a wife. Mamish ki ish echad. Mamish ish tokagufa. The idea is so very important for us to understand this. And it's not only, as we just said, in the concept of the sukkah itself, the shalom that it provides. It's everything. The Simchas Beis Lashuever was his ultimate achdus moment. As Rabbi Mori Rav Aaron said, Rav Aaron quoted Hillel, the Gemara tells us that Hillel walked into the Simchas Beis Lashuever, he said, Manikana Kolkan, he says, how can he have the chutzpah to say that? What is he, a Baal Gaiva? He's saying, no, I recognize that if I'm here, I have what to add. I'm an individual, but an individual that's part of a tzibur. Simchas Beis Lashuever reminded us that we're part of a tzibur. Everybody has their tafkid in life. And it's interesting, because as we'll quote in a moment, the whole idea of having the lulav, esrog, hadassah, ma'aravos, all the minhagim of different types of Jews, it's not that everybody should be the same. Achdus isn't about, as I heard from a Jew once, I'm all into achdus as long as everybody's like me. I'm into achdus for those that are exactly like I am. The people I daven in my shul, not everybody in the shul. But the people in my section, not everybody in my section. The people in my row, yeah, okay, some. That's not what Achdus is about. That's not what Achdus is about. The idea, I think, is best brought out through the Dalet Minim itself. The Be'er Heitev. I love when we quote halacha in our Shkafa Shurim. When speaking about the kashrus of the lulav, so he says like this. He says, "Kasa b'tshuvas hamarivayel." The lulav is otios lamed vav and lamed bet, right? Lulav, kolomar. What's lamed vav? Lamed vav is lamed vav sadikim b'chol dora keneged lamed vav mesechtos. Because there are lamed vav mesechtos. It's the Torah. And Lamed Bet, of course, remind us, I just quoted this idea that I first heard from my mother. She wrote in one of my son Yaakov's, when he got his first art scroll, the Parsha Speaks, whatever the Sefer is called. It should be in your lave. Lessons from the lave. It should be in your lave. Inculcate it. That's why it starts with that. Lave. The Lulav reminds us of Torah. Torah's Chayim. Lulav is the gematria of Chayim, Hainu Torah. And the Esrog, which is the Tzaddik we'll see in a moment, that's the gematria of Tar, Ra, Tuf, Reish, Yud. I'm missing the Gimel. I'm off by three. The Gimel of the other Minim. And they all have to be brought together. And says the Maharil, Misha Koine Esrog Im Lulav, Yafim. He doesn't just look at the Esrog, he looks at the Lulav. We know famously the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us, Lamed Yud Bet, the Esrog has Tam Vareach. That's someone with Torah Masim Torahim, the true Tzaddik. The Lulav has Tam Ve'en Bo Reach. That's Torah. What we just said, maybe in the Be'er Heitev and the Ma'arivayel, is such a beautiful idea. The Lulav itself, the Lulav thinks it's so Oiskahalim because it has Torah. It has the Chayim. It has the Lamed Vav Masechtos. It has the entire Torah. It begins with a bet, it ends with a lamed. No, it's not good enough. You didn't ma'isim toivim, my friend. The hadas has no tam, but has reyach. It has ma'isim toivim, no Torah. And the arava has nothing. But guess what? If you don't have them together, they're nothing. My year in Israel, we decided to take a trip to Netanya to sleep on the beach. I guess we were reminded that we're not, didn't want to really sleep on the beach. So there was a machlekes apoiskim. Some of us said, let's just try to pull money together. We'll sleep in a hotel. What are we sleeping in outside in the beach? So we split up, literally split up. And we woke up in the morning to go to shul. We realized that we actually split up literally. I was in charge of all the esrogim. And the other guy was in charge of the lulavim. And we had a lulav literally an esrog. and the other guys had the hadas and the aravos. You can't. You there's nothing you could do. So in shul, they looked at us like we were, you know, not religious, and they said, borrow one of ours. You can't use that. You need the achdus of everything together. That's what Judaism is about. The Ramchal tells us in the Mesilas Yesharim, the integral part of Judaism is that they're all different types of Jews. We know this. We see people who are great, learned people, but they don't have the Maisim Tovim. They don't know about Achdus. And we see people who seemingly have no Tam and no Reach, and they're sitting on Dizengoff Square on Yom HaKippurim, singing songs so beautifully of Yom HaKippurim, and going to a Neila. It's amazing. The Rokeach actually uses this word as well on Lulav. And he writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Remesh Lulav Shakol Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula Ki HaTorah Kedosh HaPetech Bebet, like we just said, Bereshis Bara, and Le'ene Kol Yisrael ends with the Lamed. But also Nach starts with Vayhi Acher Mois Moshe, same for Yehoshua. And it ends with a Lamed. Mi Bachem, Mi Kol Amo Kulu Vayal Ndivrei Yamet. That's Lulav Kineged Kol HaTorah. That's the shleimus. But it has to be a besimcha, recognizing that we could do more and we should have to do more. It's not enough. This concept of achdus is surrounded, as I said, in the entire holidays, we said. Whether it's the sukkah, that really we should be sitting in one sukkah. The lulav, interestingly enough, is a concept that we ourselves have to take the lulav. Besides the lulav, gozel is also, but it has to be yours, lachem. It's a personal thing to take the achdus together, to bring them all together. When it comes to sukkah shlomecha, of course you could sit in your friend's sukkah. There's no such thing that has to be lachem. You have that dual aspect, but the simchas beis ha'shoeva, all the mitzvos are surrounded by this. This is a very important concept. And I think this could be summarized with such a beautiful idea. I had heard years and years ago, from my Rebbe, Rav Meir Goldbach, and I went out to search it, Baruch Hashem, and now it's a little bit easier for me to find. Tuf Reish Nun Aleph. If you have a chance, look this up in the Beis Yosef. It's such a fascinating story. In the newer, the Machon Yerushalayim edition, it's Yud Aleph. He says that, Im Tzarech Lechaber Ha'esrog Lulav B'shas Hana'anuim, we have to combine them together. We have a din. I just have this chus of learning with my son and my two sons. This Gemara, right? Of Eged, it has to be together. We Ashkenazim put it in a nice little, I don't know what it's called, that they put the Hadassah and the Aravos together in it. And the Svarda many wrap them around Mamash. They say, no, it can't even be in its own little thing. Can't be, it's in a little, I think, kushalach thing. It has to be mamish part of it because of the achdus, agudas alulav. And a person, dafka, is not yoitz if they separate the minim, if he puts the esrog aside. So he says like this, V'sodze nigla alai b'cholom b'leil yontav harishon shel chag hasukas. He was an achsan etzli chosid echad. Ashkenazi, Shemo Rav Yitzchak, says here Re'iti, I think it's Rakanti, Shebecholom Shehaya Kotev Hashem. He said about a dream that he had. He was sleeping by someone's house, this great Rav. Some people say that it was really the Arizal. I'm not sure that this is true. But he says like this. And he says, in the dream, I saw the Shem Hashem, which is a very chosh of a thing if you're such a tzaddik. And he saw the Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud, the Aleph, but the last Hey was Rachok, Mirachek, Min HaShlosh Otiyot HaRishonot. V'amarti lo, Ma Zeh Asisi? V'heshiv Kach Noigim B'makomas V'ani, I don't understand why, and he explains him why. He says, because I saw that when you do Netilas Lulav, Ra'iti Shelohaya Minanea Rak HaLulav, Umina Below Esrog. You do it separately, and you hold the esrog on the side. Why? Because you say, the soid is, we know that it's the tzaddik. The tzaddik shouldn't be close to the other ones. No, the madaf got to be get together. Hod v'hadul l'fanu kapos tamar, but they all have to be together. It's often said that the chelbana, which is part of the ketores here in Eretz Yisrael, we read about every single morning, was awfully smelling, but had to be brought together. It reminds us of all different types of Jews, and together it smelled beautifully. The yisod is the achdus. As we come off of Yom Kippur and we're looking for things to grab upon, which is amazing. One of the hardest, but should be easiest things, is to say, I need to work on my achdus. I need to work on understanding what the Ribbono Shel Olam is basically saying to us. I forgive you year in and year out is really on a contingency plan. The contingency plan is that you act differently than you acted in previous years. But you act as a bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. You act as one nation. This is such an integral part of Yahadus, and certainly this holiday. So important. There shouldn't be a pirut b'neihem. And that's quoted from the drushas of Rev David Tavil Miminsk, who wrote a sefer called the Nachlas David. I believe it's brought in the Oilus Ria. V'chein kasa b'medrash. We know the Dalad Minim, Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, Im atem oisim aguda achas, ani mit'aleh. Hakol toli ba'achdus am Yisrael. Dom nafsik v'daber al chashivush shel achdus am Yisrael. And this, in the Oilus Ria, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Rav Kook, on this line, how important it is to inculcate on this holiday of Sukkot, the Achdus. Our mitzvahs are not just stam. People look at it. I was laughing, but in the yeshiva, they had a dalamidim sale. I happened to be here. Somebody comes up to me and says, Rebbe, he had an esrog with him, and he had a lulav. He said, I need the other trees. Where are the other trees? Where are the leaves? Other leaves. Sometimes we think to ourselves, what, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's so much cheaper than in America, but you still think to yourself, what am I paying $50 for a lulav and esrog? I know in America, halavai, I spend $75. I spend $100. Because there's much more to it. There's the achdus of it. And yes, there's also our own bodies we know. I want to, of course, point out that everything should combine. The heart, the spine, the eyes, the mouth, we should be Toshu Kabara. But ultimately, I think the lesson of Achdus is so very important for us to take with us on this holiday. Very, very important. And that's the mitzvah of Sukkah. There should be no fighting. There should be this great sku'ula, the Kafa Chaim quotes this idea. Skulas Yisrael. And he said that there was an old custom to learn Masechah Sukkah B'chol Yom HaShana, day in, day out. Because Sukkah stops fighting. It's a mitzvah mesugelet for Limanea, Miriv, Limachloikes, Mitoch Beisel Shaladam. It's a tremendous thing. He quotes this in the Yofel Lev. This concept. And it's a makabel from the great Rav Natoli of Ropshitz. Shebechol yom yisai shon yimel mesechah sukkah. Ve'amar shelimud zeh mesugol sheyishkon Hashem menucha v'sholom betoch beiso. Who doesn't want that? Ubar min dim zoichin l'gu'ula shleima. Kasha yifrosh Hashem sukkah shlamecha aleinu v'akol Yisrael v'al Yushalayim. Amen. What a great way to end. We should be zoiche to understand the great message of Achdus, the great message of Sukkot. As you know, and I'll end with this, the Preis Aleinu Sukkah Shlamecha, such a beautiful vort, that this morning Rav Siv said, is a very magical part of Sukkot, because, yeah, you have to have four walls, but it doesn't have to be. They could be, I don't want to say the word fake, but the walls don't have to be exact. You could have a Suras HaPesach on the top, and it could be, so we know what's the real, it only has to be two and a piece. And if you take your hand for a moment, and you make two, and you make another piece, you know what you're doing? You're hugging. The Ribbono Shel Olam is hugging us, but we have to hug other people. We invite people to our sukkah. The Ushpizen is not just about fake people, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're real. They should be in our sukkah. And we have pictures of great Rabbeim, but who's coming into our sukkah? Sukkah party says, yes. And we know we're more careful in the sukkah, how we speak. Lashon Hara is all about how we speak about other people. We should be zeichet to take these messages with us, Mirtz Hashem, and zeichet to have an amazing, amazing sukkah. Should we zeichus to the ultimate poros aleinu sukkat shlamecha, combining the yud kei and the vav kei together, be as goel tzedek, seeing a real simchas beis hashem, mishalo roi simchas beis hashem, lori simcha v'yolam, the beis hamigdash hashlishi v'meheru v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.